Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast, man, and we back with another one, another legendary guest, the hottest, most consistent clothing line in the state of Kentucky. I'm going to say the region. I'm not even going to limit you Kentucky, man. Dough Life, man. Welcome aboard, man.
Man, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, for sure.
I appreciate that, man. Let's get right into it, man. Like, where did Dough Life come about? Like, and like, what was the inspiration? Like,
okay, if we're going to get into Dough Life, I got to give y'all the name of Dough Life.
Yeah, give us
that. Definition of a hustler, living young fly entrepreneur. And
so I never knew that.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, a lot of people don't know it, but like people in the beginning who was buying in the beginning, they know, because I used to have the whole acronym on the shirt.
Yeah.
You feel me? But that's what it is. And so, like I said, it's a definition of a hustler. So we got to go back to as me being like a kid. You feel me? So I always kind of been like that hustler since elementary school. I don't even know, like, as a kid, I used to sell Pokemon cards in school.
Yeah.
And then when I got into middle school, I started selling candy.
Yeah.
And doing goals.
You're doing goals in middle school?
I was doing goals in middle school. That's kind of what a lot of people in the city know me for, from doing goals when I was young, when I was young niggas type shit.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I got introduced to the streets. Like my R.I.P. Bobby, it was my best friend, but he introduced me to the streets, and I ended up getting involved with the streets. But everything has been about hustling with me. You feel me? So that's kind of like one of my traits, like that I understood that I was good at. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the clothing line, I always liked clothes, but I kind of was like a shoe guy. You feel me? And my instead of me getting into the shoes, like dead on, I knew a guy that did t-shirts. You feel me? So he ended up telling me about how much he's like, man, I get these t-shirts for $3 a piece. I print them on them for $1. You feel me? And I sell them 2 for $20. I make $1,000 off of 400. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you feel me? So I'm thinking like, dang, I already had like a image in my head of doing clothes. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I didn't have it to where I, you know. So I was like, I kind of piggybacked off of bro for a little bit. He had a clothing line called Bros League. You feel me? He
put really?
That's who I came up under. His name was Cord. You feel me?
Yeah.
OG from Detroit. You feel me? And
so hold on, I don't mean to cut you off, but Bro Leagues ain't a local clothing line. That's not.
He was from Detroit, but he started in Louisville.
Oh, okay, I got
and
you.
And then so I kind of like I said, I stayed with OG because I knew him from the streets or whatever, and we end up living together for a little bit, and he end up selling, like I said, he told me that it's a good profit, and I'm like, man, you know, like I said, at the time I'm fully in the streets, so I'm like, man, I'm doing the math. I'm like, man, he's kind of pushing me into doing. I ended up making the logo. He's like, man, you should probably make it a kids line. But I'm like, man, I'm the definition of a hustler. So I'm like, I don't know. You feel me, about making the kids line? So I ended up starting. I pressed up my first 100 t-shirts with his blueprint. You feel me? So I got 25 black, 25 red, 25 gray, 25 blue. You feel me? And I paid $300 for the 100 shirts. Took it to the screen plant sprint place and paid $100. So I started giving them to the biggest people in the city. Right. And then I was sold them for 2 for $20, and then I made like $800 my first round.
Yeah. Like how was that a quick flip? Was it like a
when you? Yeah, it was. I say because like I went so hard with it in the beginning because like the when I first printed the shirts up, I had been to my sister. She lives in Atlanta, so when I first printed the shirts up, I went to the A and I got friends in Atlanta and I gave them shirts, gave all my big homie shirts. You feel me? And like I said, I already kind of knew the whole city because I did music before the clothing line. You feel me? So like I knew a lot of people, so I ended up giving it to people who knew people. Yeah. You feel me? So then put that price out there, 2 for $20. You feel me? And it just went like that.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Shout out to Dough Life, man. Shout out to Bros League. Was like, that's funny you say that. I was just looking at that. I was looking at the old pictures and I came across some old Bros League shirt. And like, that was definitely an era, man. That was a good time, right? You know what I mean?
Facts, because he would put the, he'll put a slogan on the back, like "Stop Pillar Talking." Uh-huh. My life's a movie. And you feel me? So he had a good thing going. You feel me? And then we ain't filed out or nothing, but we end up like not living. He end up going back to Detroit and he needed somebody to push the brand in the city. And I think he ended up messing with a guy named Trav.
Yeah.
West. Uh-huh. Yeah. Him and Trav end up like R.P. becoming partners. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah. R.P. Trav. You feel me? And they end up becoming partners and, Trav kind of slowed down a little bit with it, and then I just kind of
died out.
Yeah, for sure.
So on that note, if you go, we ask every guest this: if you could see anybody on the podcast, who would it be, man? But you gotta be able to make a call or like make it, you know, text. You know, what I mean, to help us get them on here, type shit.
Shoot, I got a few people. Like I said, my cousin. Mm-hmm. Feel me? Like his name is his brand is called Hottest in the City. It's like an up and coming thing that I like to see him on her. And then I got a few people that rap, like Weebay. You feel me? I like to see him on her. You feel me?
Okay.
Make it a call. Most definitely make it a loop for you.
I appreciate that. And it's the Big and Lazy Podcast, man. Give us something good to eat, man, and give us something good to watch.
Good to eat. Let's see. Man, I've been turned up Kibashi over on Winkler. Like, no cap.
You feel me?
Yeah. It's like so. But
the food truck.
Yeah, the food truck. Then it's another joint, the taco truck on Breckenridge that I've been slapping down.
Uh-huh. Man, them trucks are something else, man. It's a food truck on Rockwell Lane. It's the tacos. It's some of the best tacos I've ever had in my life, man. You pull up, man, you got it. Some Mexican with a mouthful of golds, man. It's just, you order your food, go, you bring it out to your car, man. No tax, no nothing, man. Rockwell Lane, man. Go get some of them tacos right there. It's some Rockwell Liquors. It's in that parking lot. I don't know the name of the truck. But yeah, my homegirl, she's real big on the one on Winkler. She said the one on Dixie ain't hitting like that. She goes to the one on Dixie.
It's so far. I only had it one time when I was selling somebody a t-shirt or something out there, and I ended up having it. Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah, for sure, because they don't cook it as hard. You feel me? That's probably what it is. But like, it's another joint that's been slapping down too, called 502 Midnight Munchies. I got hip to him from my homie. He got hip to him from Instagram, but it's like off in a cutout Fern Creek somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to check it out. Midnight Munchies?
Yeah, 502 Midnight Munchies. It's like a Bashi. You feel me? They got lamb and all type of shit. You feel me? Yeah.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. That's what's up, man. So you, Dylan, you say, I'm going to go backtrack a little bit. You said you was Dylan Goats. Like, how'd you come across that? Like, what's the process of, like, you know?
Man, okay, so long story short with the Goats. I had some stuff going on to where I ended up making some money in the streets, and I did like a movie ticket scam back in the day. You feel me? And I ended up making about $700. I always been a hustler. I had some shit going on. You feel me? So, I ended up making like $700, and like I said, I was like 15.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I went down there to Tri-State and got top and bottom goals. Yeah. I ended up being 8 top, 8 bottoms. They charged me $600 for 8 top, 8 bottoms. You feel me? So
that's,
I ended up, ridiculous facts.
Yeah.
Split my head at 15.
Yeah.
You feel me? My picture's probably still on the wall in that motherfucker or something. So I ended up getting the goals in there. And then just like any other kid, I went to school showing off TJ, you feel me? End up throwing them away.
And the lunch tray.
Yeah, facts. Threw them away. You feel me? So I got into a situation where, like, man, I ain't getting ready to pay no $600 for another pair of goals.
Right.
You feel me? So I knew about the computers and shit. So I ended up looking up on, I don't know what it was. I think it was like Ask Jeeves. That's how old this shit was.
Yeah.
You feel me? I ended up looking up where could I get goals from, you feel me? So I ended up ordering a kit online.
Yeah.
You feel me? Ended up ordering a kit online, and I ended up molding my own teeth. And I was supposed to send it back to the people, but instead of sending it back, I went to Sims, and that's how much of a hustler scam, you feel me, scam artist as a kid, you feel me? But I went to Sims and I asked him, I said, how much will you charge me if I bring my own molds? And he was like, man, I charge you $100 apiece for 6.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So I'm like, all right, cool. So I ended up coming up with $200, doing my own goals, you feel me? I ordered the mold kit for about $20, and it come in a big old pack.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it was like a big pack of, like, paste, you feel me? You put it together, you feel me? You do the mold, you feel me? So since he charged $175 in the mile, I'm like, shoot, I'm going to charge people in the streets $160.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I started doing everybody's in the city. Like, I started promoting it as me doing people shit. You feel me? But in the beginning I wasn't doing nothing but doing people's molds and taking them to see them.
Yeah, okay.
You feel me? So he's charging me $100 to do the molds. I'm charging them $160.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I was doing that for about a year.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? And then my boy Keith, he's from out Newburgh, Doughboy. He ends up coming to school one day and was like, man, I got his goals, bro. He showed me his goals. You feel me? He had 12 top, 12 bottom, all 24 goals. So I'm like, man, where'd you get that from? He was like, man, I got it done in Atlanta, man.
Uh-huh.
He's like, they charged me $100 a piece. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You feel me? For 12? You feel me? I'm wondering what they charge for 6. He's like, I think it's like $75 for 6. You feel me? So I end up asking my mama, you feel me? And she ends up taking me to Atlanta, and I ends up going into Outlet Mall out there on Old National.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I don't know what it's called. It's a little outlet mall, but it's like Guy B Road or something. You feel me? So I went in there and I end up getting to connect, and they was like, they charged me like $70 for the 6.
Yeah.
So I end up, instead of me paying $200 for top and bottom, I'm paying $140.
Yeah.
You feel me? For top and bottom. So now
you doubling up for real. Yeah.
Doubling up for real. They give me my mold kits and everything. So I kind of
So were you driving down Atlanta to get the grills? Or
no, I would mail it in. I would do the molds.
Yeah.
Mail them to there, and they mail them back to me.
Oh man, that's crazy, man.
It's 16. You feel me? So I was probably 15.
Uh-huh.
Then, because I think I was about 15 when I was doing that.
That's what's up, man.
I did that from on up till about 18. Not probably about 17. did it for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And like, I had the city on lock.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I had the city on lock, but it kind of died down though because, you know, when I was doing it was when Nelly came out with the grills, yeah, you feel me? So I was really pop. It was a really popping thing, but it kind of died down. Niggas was like, man, I don't want them no more. Yeah. I actually got in trouble my freshman year and ended up moving to Orlando, Florida. And then in Orlando, they like they heavy on permanents. Uh-huh. You feel me? So I go to school. In the O, and they're like, man, you got pull out grills, bro. It's lame. You feel me? That was lame shit. So that kind of fucked up my motivation to keep doing it. You feel me? Yeah,
that's what's up, man. That internet back in the day, man. I'm still an internet shopper, but I ain't gonna say his name, but it ain't no bad on him, but cause I'm always an internet shopper. You know, I'm on the internet. This is going into junior year. You know, I got my first summer job. Mm-hmm. I'm on Nike.com. I see the most. I ain't never seen these forces to this day, except on my feet and this other dude. So they was like 170 on Nike, or the Nike store, yada yada yada. It was LeBron Royale. I'll show them to you. It was like the silver joints with the burgundy done up. So I goes to school, you know, I'm thinking, and no lie, I had the burgundy shirt. We had the same exact. So long story short, he comes to school, he got the same exact fit on, same exact shoes. He said, where you get your shoes from? Because he's from New York. He said, man, I went to the store in New York, I paid $350 for these. I paid woo woo woo. I said, man, you went to the reseller, bro. And he always give him, you wore your shit off the internet, man. It's fake. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, you know, this is right, you know, as internet, you know, 05, 06, you know,
yeah,
technology facts, really gone.
Facts,
but
so yeah. Facts. I'm already knowing, like, Black Planet. That's how I was meeting before I moved to the O, I was on, like I said, Black Planet, MySpace, Yahoo, just DMing motherfuckers out there, motherfucker, trying to mingle and network.
Yeah.
Different females. I'm still cool with a couple females from out there from way back then. You feel me?
Yeah. So how long were you down in Orlando?
Man, I was down in Orlando for just my sophomore year. I ended up getting in trouble out there selling drugs and shit in school.
Yeah.
You feel me? Got caught up in Orlando was like, my freshman year, I went to Fern Creek. Uh-huh. You feel me? So, same situation. I end up getting in trouble in Fern Creek selling drugs. You feel me? So, I end up, my mama didn't want me to go to Bustrel. Yeah. And my auntie lives in Florida. You feel me? So, she sent me to Florida to live with my auntie. But what my mama didn't know is that my auntie lived in the most worst neighborhood in Florida. She lived in Pine Hills.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I go.
Trenches.
In the trenches, yeah. So my first day of school, it was like from going to Fern Creek to Eastside High. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So it's like all, you feel me? Well, y'all know, if y'all don't know what Eastside High is, that's from Lean On Me, the movie Lean On Me.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? But it's like going from a prep school to a nigga, this is dangerous. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Like, it was like, it was like just opened my eyes to everything because I ain't never seen so many nationalities. Like, it's Jamaicans, Haitians, Cubans. You feel me? And it's like, it's 95% black at the school. You feel me? So it's like, you know, it was just something that made me more advanced going to school out there for real.
Remember when you seen the movie Blow? He said he went to prison, but it was really a school for drugs. Like, he said that the prison turned him up. So that like type shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, most definitely. Like, Orlando turned me up because I came, me coming back from Florida to Louisville. I was a whole totally different person. You feel me? Like, damn near.
So when did you like transition? Like, what made you transition out the streets? What made you, you know, want to turn your life around? Like, what was that point? Like, yeah, fuck this, man. You know, got to do something better.
It was probably like, it was like 3 years after I started the clothing brand. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting sick, and I got Crohn's. You feel me? And I was in the hospital. You feel me? For Crohn's, and they cut my stomach open. I ended up having to wear a bag for 8 months.
Yeah.
You feel me? So when I was in the hospital, I kind of was like doing the math on the streets and the selling clothes. You feel me? And I realized, like, if I spend $3,000 on clothes, You feel me? I'm gonna make 15 to 20 thousand. If I spent 3,000 in the streets, I'm only gonna double my money. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of was like my turning point. And I was thinking like, I can't go to jail with no bag. You feel me? Like, okay, yeah, uh-huh. I'm at the worst forever. You feel uh-huh. me? You feel me? So it was kind of like my real turning point. You feel me? And I probably wouldn't have never if I wouldn't have got sick, I probably would have never got out the streets. You feel me?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was kind of like my real. It was in 2017.
Okay, yeah. And how long was you on the bag, shit bag?
For 8 months.
Ah, okay, 8 months.
You yeah, it's from September to like March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what's up, man. That's what we promote on the Big and Lazy: positivity, turning a negative into a positive. You know,
yeah. And sure, it was like I said, it. I probably would have never did the math. You feel me? Yeah. I'd have just been still out there. You feel me?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta get set down and you know realize yeah. how blessed you are. Facts. And speaking of, man, shout out to Ben Dope Life, man. He came sneakers, clothes, warm cookies. He brought chocolate chip cookies. He brought good cone, good liquor, man.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's how you pull up to the set, man. I'm not dissing nobody, but that's how you pull up to the set. We appreciate that.
He's real comfortable.
Man, real comfortable, real damn nerd. I was in here barefoot, man, but he came. I didn't have no shoes on. He came and say today, man.
Yeah, bless him, my God, like I yeah. always do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But while we at it, man, follow us on the Instagram, follow us on Twitter, follow us on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any and every word you can find podcasts. BigandLazy.com. And we got a site, Big and Lazy, BIGAND Lazy.com. All our links is right there. And we got if you subscribe to your email, we'll send you something special out. We got an email list. We looking for sponsors. We looking for everything, man. Let's turn up, man. And we'll give Louisville the platform that it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
You want to shout out to shows?
All right, man. Follow me at Doe Life. You feel me? Everything. Or DoeLifeClothing.com. Doe Life Clothing on Facebook. Twitter at Doe Life. You feel me? That's basically everything.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you, like, when did you realize you had something in the clothing line? Like, what was that person at situation? Maybe it was damn, this is really like I ain't gonna say made it, but like damn, I got two key moments
uh-huh. When it comes to the brand. Okay. The first key moment was when I got Pee Wee Longway in the Doe Life. You feel
yeah.
me? And then right after I got 21 Savage and B.O.B., Pee Wee Longway. I got them three people in the Doe Life around the same time.
How did you do it? Could you tell us?
Going back to when I first started the brand, yeah. I was with a girl at the time, and we ended up moving to Atlanta. And I was kind of focused on the brand. I was trying to transition. And I end up going to the A and just full throttle politicking, you feel me? Just pushing up on whoever I could push up on. But I end up running into a guy named Will LaFu. He did Future. He's a producer.
Yeah.
You feel me? Did Future Savages. He did a lot of stuff. He did Lil Durk's album, Rod Wave's album. But besides all that, I made beats too. You feel me? Like I said, I'm an all around hustler.
You're a producer too?
I used to make beats too. You feel me? So I knew who he was when I seen him. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I basically was like, hey man, what's up, man? I know you Will LaFu, bro. I'm gonna give you a t-shirt. You feel me? What size you wear? You feel me? So he was like, man, I wear a large. You feel me? I gave him a t-shirt, and he was like, hey man, I got Pee Wee Longway at the studio tonight, man. If you come by the studio tonight, you feel me, I'm gonna give you my engineer's number, and I'm gonna give you the lady who his PR is. You feel me? So he ended up giving me his PR's number, which is this girl named Shauna, and she I called her and she told me to pull up to the studio, and I ended up giving him some merch. I mean, that's how I got it the long way. So probably like 2 weeks later, she sent me the picture of it, and this was like
I think I seen that before.
It was probably like a day before. It was probably like 2 days before Derby.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I was coming back to the city. So when I put his picture online,
yeah.
I mean, I came back to the city and sold everything I had within the weekend, the Derby weekend. You feel me?
That's
it was 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I seen that picture before. Like, was it a blue shirt?
Black and blue. I did. I gave him two shirts. One of them he had on white, black, and blue, and then the other one was a white and black shirt.
You feel me? Okay.
And then how I ran into 21 Savage is it was a guy out there that I ended up reaching out to. He was from BMG, which is Young Scooter's clique. You feel me? He's from the East Side, named 550. Yeah. You feel me? And I ended up getting real, real close to him, and he had shot a video with. It was with Benzino, and it was like the whole East Side was at his video shoot, and I seen 21 Savage, but like I didn't know who he was. You feel me? It was four young niggas out there, and they all had knives on their forehead, so they real distinct. You feel me? So I'm like, damn, who was them niggas? You feel me? So I didn't get at him at then. You feel me? So I actually probably like a week later. The Red Op song came out by 21 Savage and another guy out there. And I'm like, damn, that's the same dude from the video shoot. You feel me? And then so I end up listening to his music or whatnot. You feel me? And probably within another week or so, he had like a million views on that motherfucker. Right. You feel me?
Yeah,
you feel me? So then he ended up dropping another song and it was like his hit single. You feel me? And this is probably like October now, and my homie he comes down from Louisville for his birthday. My homie BG, shout out BG, you feel me? He comes down and he gets a room at the W. Feel me? It's like one of the biggest hotels in Atlanta. You feel me? So I ends up going down there.
Is that the Westin? Is that two different things? The W and the
Westin? The W is kind of bigger than Westin, but the Westin is a good and is a 5-star hotel too.
Yeah, okay.
You feel me? But we at the W and I goes up there and meets my homie BG because it's his birthday and shit. So I end up meeting him, and as I'm walking into the hotel, it's Post Malone and 21 Savage. Nigga, and I'm like, man, hey,
that's you
feel
wild, yeah.
Me? Yeah, you feel me? I'm like, hey, man, what's up? You feel me? So I said something to Post Malone. You feel me? Nah, I'm tripping. First, I said something to 21 Savage. Like, hey, man, I just seen you at the 550's video shoot a couple months ago. You feel me? Here, take some t-shirts. What size you need? You feel me? He was with Nudie.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I gave him a t-shirt and I gave Nudie a t-shirt. You feel me? Because I actually was bringing the box into the damn. Into the W because my homie wanted some shirts for his birthday too. You feel me? So I ended up giving him two shirts. You feel me? And then as I'm walking onto the elevator, Post Malone walks on the elevator too.
Really?
You feel me? So I give him a t-shirt and snaps a picture with Post Malone. You feel me? And then that's how that was like the first two key moments where I'm like, man, I probably got something because 21 Savage was like, he looked at it and was like, yeah, I want to put that on type shit. He wasn't like, you feel me?
Yeah,
like, you know, it was like, he wore it. You feel me? Like, probably like a month later, somebody end up sending me the picture with it on. You feel me? So that was like, I say that was one, the long way in the 21 Savage was one key moment. You feel me? And then the second key moment was 2020 after Corona. You feel me? Like, as soon as March 17th, 2020, when the Corona hit,
yeah,
you feel me? Like I've been building my merch. You feel me? I'm already like four or 5 years in. You feel me? Uh-huh. So I got a lot of merch. You feel me? So I got the website going on. You feel me? 2 weeks after the coronavirus, bro, I made $100,000 online, and that's when I was like, man, I probably got something now. You feel me?
Damn.
Yeah.
Corona was a good time, bro. Like.
Yeah.
I know some niggas died. God rest their souls. But nigga didn't have to work. Niggas had money. Was happy.
Yeah, you know, like I said, from 2015 to 2020, I'm at the trunk. I started the website when I started the clothing line, but I wasn't like, I didn't know how to work it. You feel me? And then a lot of people don't order online. I might have an order here or there.
Yeah.
You feel me? But when the coronavirus came, everybody learned how to order online.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I ended up having a lot of inventory. You feel me? Like I had track suits, jeans, and all type of shit. You feel me? Like I had a lot of stuff in my storage.
Them tracksuits was infamous, man.
Yeah, facts.
I was a motherfucker was infamous, man. Shout out to them, man.
Yeah, like, facts. I'm bringing them back, actually, bro. Like, I'm bringing them back.
Retroing them, man?
Yeah. I'm gonna bring them back.
Give
because,
them a thing, man. Give them something.
Yeah, for sure. Something,
when you bring them back, you got to come back on the podcast, man. You got to come back
for sure,
them, man.
For sure. I got you. See, so from 2014 to 2018, I didn't even have a manufacturer. Feel me? So I was printing. I was doing screen printing stuff. It's a guy down in BG. He got a clothing. He had a clothing store called Taylor Made. You feel me? Down in Bowling Green. You feel me? And I had ended up doing a pop up shop in Bowling Green for my 4-year anniversary. And he ends up telling me, he's like, man, when I be shopping, I be going to this thing called Magic in Las Vegas. You feel me? You might need to go. You feel me? So I'm like, he's thinking I'm going to shop for different brands. You feel me? To put in the store. But he was like, that's what I'm thinking he's telling me to do. You feel me? Yeah. I'm like, but I don't got no store to be shopping for no different brands. He's like, nah, that's where all the manufacturers is at. You feel me? So I ended up, I think it was like, I don't know if it was the end, because it's only twice a year. So it's in February and August. You feel me? So it might have been in August when I went, but I booked the trip to go to the Magic, the trade show down there, and I ended up coming up with the manufacturer. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yep. Matter of fact, it was August.
You say Magic the trade show. You ain't talking about the cars, are you?
No. It's a trade show that got all manufacturers. Okay. You feel me? And like I said, dude from Bowling Green hit me to that. You feel me? And I went down there, and that's how I ended up catching a manufacturer, and that's how I ended up doing the track suits. Uh-huh. You feel me? So, I don't know if you hip to what's they called? Stay Ahead. You feel me?
Oh yeah, shout out to Stay Ahead.
Feel me? They actually had manufactured before me.
Yeah.
You feel me? So what people don't know is like they had a manufacturer. Like even though I had my clothing line longer than them, they was doing like the hats,
yeah,
the track suits and shit. You feel me? All that shit before me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So that was one of my things. I'm like, damn, I had seen they hat. They had like a vintage hat. You feel me? I'm like, damn, that motherfucker's hard. You feel me? But Travis was saying that it was kind of, he knew him, but he didn't introduce me to them. So I didn't know who they was. You feel me? But that's what made me want to go even harder, to go down there and get a manufacturer. Because like I said, the only thing I'm doing is at the time is screen printing t-shirts and stuff. You feel mm-hmm. me? So at Magic Trade Show opened me up to where, to get the tracksuits.
Okay.
Yeah, facts. And shoot, I spent a lot of bread. You feel me? It was a big ass learning experience, man. I spent like $30,000 on the tracksuits. Came home and only sold 20 of them.
Damn.
You feel me? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Cause like I said, when I'm doing screen printing shit, I can do less shit.
Less overhead.
Yeah, less overhead. You feel me? Exactly. And so I can do 10 colors, 10 different colors, you feel me? And I'm going to sell out, you feel me? But this opened my eyes to where I got to buy 300 tracksuits.
Right.
And like I said, I got 30 grand invested, you feel me? And I only sell 20 of them, so I didn't make my money back, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I didn't make my money back until 2 years later, which was Corona, you feel me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, uh-huh. Facts. So
for the long game, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Facts. What somebody I didn't understand was like, man, the city, like they quick, you feel me? So they only like if I drop the outfit now, they only gonna be on it for one weekend, you feel me? So
right.
I need to drop some again, you feel me? So what I didn't do was keep dropping my normal thing, you feel me? Because mm-hmm. all my money's invested, tied up in to these 300 tracksuits that I just ordered. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I had.
So you ordered in 2018, and took you 2 years later to get your money back.
To really get, yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna say to get my money back because I kept going. You feel me? But I didn't really didn't see the profit from that until 2020. Yeah.
So let me ask you about this. You've been doing on Instagram lately, like the U-Haul. Like, where did that come about? Like the U-Haul and the $10 shoes. Like, where did that?
Shit, struggling, nigga. Like I said, okay, so I'm trying to think, when was my first trapping out the U-Haul was probably 2020. Like I said, I was struggling. It was like a situation to where I got all this shit in this motherfucking storage. Yeah. Nigga, I gotta get this shit out of here, nigga, cause you feel me? This is my only way to eat. I don't got a job, you feel me? Yeah. I don't do nothing else but sell clothes, you feel me? So it was kind of a thing where
shout out to the entrepreneurs, man, full-time entrepreneurs.
Yeah, facts, full-time entrepreneurs. So I had ordered the slides, not the house shoes, but the slides, and I had a big ass U-Haul. You feel me? Uh-huh. So it's, I don't know if you know Chris Will.
Yeah, I know Chris Will, the cameraman.
Yeah, the cameraman. He's telling me, he's like, man, I want to do a day in the life for you, Sully. Man, I want to do a day in the life. You know, he gets to talking and shit. You feel me? So I'm like, man. Shit, but if you want to, shit, I'm about to take all this shit out the storage, bro, and go to fucking South of Terrace and motherfuckers and turn up. Yeah. He's like, all right, you feel me? So that's how it came about, you feel me? So I end up putting all the goddamn clothes in the, I end up dropping off all the slides I had and end up loading the U-Haul with all the shit I had in my storage, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then I just went to South and Terrace, and they was calling it $10 trap day and all type of shit. Yeah. I'm like, shit, I need a savvy name with it. So I probably like a year later when I did it the second time, I was like, shit, I'm gonna call it trapping out the U-Haul.
Okay, that's dope, man.
For sure. And like I said, throughout the every August type shit is when I do it. You feel me?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is my first time seeing it this year. This year? I might be out the loop though, but I'm not saying
that. Nah, see, because I really, like I said, it's a kind of a struggling thing. Like, I don't know what it is when it comes between July and August. It be kind of tight with the money, you feel me? Like, I guess because people be trying to save their money for school and shit or something. You feel me? So
blowing it on vacations and tequila.
Yeah, facts. You feel me? So that's really how it goes. That's really how it started. You feel me? And it just basically how the clothing line started. You feel me? Just started becoming. It just became something. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, hustling, man. You got to never stop going. So, you speaking of hustles, man, I'm going to ask, well, before we ask you that, have you ever collabed with a clothing line? I think I've seen you collab with a clothing line before. And if not, what clothing line would you like to collab with locally or, you know, globally or whatever?
Man, I'm trying to collaborate with everybody, all the clothing lines. I ain't going to lie. But yeah. I did a clothing line with some artists, Talk of the Town. That was the first clothing.
Talk of the Town? Oh, shout out to Talk of the Town, man. We had him, we didn't have him on there. We almost had him on there, but we ain't.
Yeah. So I did a collaboration with Talk of the Town, and then I did a collaboration with my cousin Weebae. You feel me? We did this high end shit. It was like jeans and a t-shirt. And motherfucker, it sold out instantly though. Uh-huh. Yeah.
What was the name? But what does he got a clothing line too?
Nah, it was just my bro. That's just like my cousin. You feel me? He was really trying to promote his album, but shit, we sold the clothes so fast we couldn't even. He didn't get the album finished, so we're gonna do it again though.
Now, shout out to The Wire, man. I'm pretty sure that's where he got his name at. The Wire, man.
Because
I just seen, speaking of The Wire, I just seen a picture like they all reunited on the couch.
I seen that too.
I wonder what that shit's about. I hope it's something, you know, some footage, I don't know, behind it. But that was one of the greatest shows ever. Speaking of hustling, like, what is your favorite hustle movie? Like, what is your favorite TV show? What's your, like, your favorite?
My favorite hustling movie got to be Paid in Full. You feel me? Like, this is because I went through similar situations. You feel me? Like, as I got older and I'm looking back, like, damn, that's really my life type shit. You feel me? So, I got two best friends, you feel me? Two of them passed, you feel me? And, you know, so like I said,
did they snake each other? Like, my money?
Nah, it wasn't like that. But one dad in Chicago, and then my other one dad off of a fake pill.
Damn.
Yeah. R.P. Bobby. R.P. Los.
Man, I love Faith. Have you ever watched the interviews, him and AZ Falzon?
Yeah.
He just dropped one with
Say Cheese.
Yep, Say Cheese.
Yeah, you feel me? I watched every last one. You feel me? Like I said, it's pretty damn near spin stories.
It's the same thing, man. These streets ain't nothing new.
Facts. It's the same story. You feel me? My story's a little different, though, because growing up, my mother had some money. You feel me? So, like, my story is kind of opposite from people because I only got in the streets because At the time, my mama, my granny, she ended up getting sick. So when I was younger, I had all the shoes, the Jordans, and everything. So when I got into middle school, which when I started hustling and shit, because my mama had to quit her job and take care of my grandmother.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I went from rocking Jordans to Felas. You feel me? So I went from hanging with all the guys that got out everything to just, you feel me, hanging like, damn, with the with the guys that ain't got nothing. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah, facts. So that's kind of what I only got full throttle in the hustling because I'm trying to keep up with what I used to have. You feel me? Like, I know a lot of people's stories is they piss po and did that and the third. But like I said, growing up, my mom had a little bit of money. You feel me? But when my grandmother got sick, she had to quit her job, and then we had to live off of my father's check. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because my father passed away when I was 2 months, but we had a social security check. You feel me? So that was kind of the situation I had. My story.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's, you know. But some guys, they got a good upbringing. Some niggas just want to be tough. Just wanna
facts. I can't
respect it. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't knock my, you feel me? Like, people know me. I can't act like niggas don't know me. Like, man, this nigga Sully lived in a nice house growing up. You feel me? Like, yeah, I did. You feel me? So, but I had to keep up with what I had going on. You feel me? So, yeah.
Real talk. So, let me ask, what about Snowfall? You ever watch Snowfall?
I ain't really get into Snowfall.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Yeah. My homegirl, we try to go watch that motherfucker together, but I ain't end up watching it, though.
It's hard to get into a TV show.
Yeah, like, after it's already out. You feel me? Like, it's this, like, I'm probably like the only nigga that ain't watched The Wire. You feel me?
So I don't really. The Wire? So you didn't get that reference I did?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't. Now I know who Weebae is. Yeah. You feel me? But at the same time, like, we didn't have Showtime and shit. You feel me?
I was late as fuck. Like, The Wire ended in like 2010, 2008. Like, I didn't start watching until like, that was my, because I made a Facebook, and that was my Facebook name for the longest, Avon Barksdale. Until you start getting in Facebook jail, you got to
verify. Yeah, facts.
But
facts.
Avon Barksdale, that was my, I was a Wire fanatic. I got, a little late than everybody else, but that's a good show. But yeah.
The Power, though, is shit. I'm on, you feel me? I was on.
The Power.
You say what?
Can't get into The Power. Too soap opera.
But see, with me is, I went to college. You feel me? Every fucking school I went to, I got in trouble for trapping. You feel me? So I went to WKU.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I,
Tyreek. What year you down there?
I was down there in 08.
Oh, okay.
You feel me?
That's
so
when was, wow. That's when
when they shooting and shit and all that happened, like, but
them niggas went to WAC. They went to school with me the previous, you know.
Ah, damn, for real. That's crazy. You feel me? Shit, I woke up. Nigga, hold on. We got backtrack.
Wind it back.
Yeah, facts. You feel me? So when the shooting shit happened at the school, bro, I woke up. I woke up to all these calls. My peoples is calling me from Florida. My sister's calling me from Atlanta. And I was like, man, are you okay? Man, I'm asleep. I'm like, what you mean? What's going on? Yeah. You feel me? So like
was
I said,
was it
I
actual shooting though?
It was just niggas was getting into it. You feel me? The Florida niggas got into it with the Louisville niggas. You feel me? Type of situation. You feel me? Like, so I didn't really know what was going on because, like I said, I went to school to get some money. You feel me? That's what I went to school for. So all my classes don't start till 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I choose all night classes. You feel me? I'm grinding all day. You feel me? And then I'm going to go to school at 5. You feel me? So when I wakes up, everybody, like I said, I got a call from my auntie, my sister, and then my mama called me. She's like, y'all on the news. I'm like, we on the news.
Yeah,
like,
CNN.
You feel me? Yeah, we on CNN. You feel me? So I'm like, what? You feel me? I go outside. It's empty because I stay in Minton. If you don't know where, if you've been to WK, you know where Minton's. Minton and PFT is on opposite sides of the campus. You feel me? The shit happened at PFT. You feel me? So where I'm at, it's like a desert down this motherfucker. You feel me? So I still don't know what's going on. So I end up walking down there and I see the National Guard and all that type shit going on down that motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah, they had the National Guard and everything down that bitch.
That was wild, man.
Yeah.
I never went to college. Well, I never stayed on campus anyway. I went to ACC for for a little bit, but I never. I heard it was good times down in Western, man.
Yeah, for sure, sure. But see, that's why I'm going back to power. That's why I understand Tyreek's situation because I went through all the same shit. You feel me?
I never watched power.
I'm just saying, with Tyreek's power, it's basically him being in college.
Oh, okay, grinding, you
feel me? Uh-huh. Basically, so I kind of relate to what he got going on because it was me. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Why did the Dough Life store shut down, and what's the difference between a store? What's the difference between having a store and not having one?
Man, okay. So if y'all don't know, if those who don't know, my mother passed away in 2021. Feel me? So it was kind of a rough little time for me or whatnot. But in 2022, in the beginning of 2022, after my mother passed, the IRS hit me for $25,000. They put a hold on my account and took my money. You feel me? From back taxes. Yeah. That's another thing that we didn't get into, but they
let's get into it.
Yeah, they put a levy on my account, mm-hmm. 25 G's. You feel me? And at the same time, probably like a week after that, my landlord says that I got my store in coronavirus that he has to raise the rent.
Uh-huh.
Because it's been a year. Because I guess he said, if you ain't looking, reading in the contracts, you got to read them contracts. We're going to go up 30% every year. I'm like, 30%?
Oh, nigga, what?
Yeah, you feel me?
Where's the store at?
On Barstown Road in the Highlands.
Okay.
You feel me? So this nigga went from... he was like, so it went from me paying $2,000 a year to $2,160 a year. You feel me? So the second year I paid $2,160, and then when I started,
it's $21,000, right?
Not $2,100 a month.
Okay, yeah.
So $2,160 a month. You feel me? So it went from $2,000 a month. You feel me? To for the whole year, which was cool. You feel me? To $2,160 a year. But like I said, I just lost that $25,000. You feel me? And at the same time of me losing my money, I had two manufacturers tied up. I had my shoe manufacturer. I owed him $16,000. You feel me? And then I had my track suit manufacturer. I had owed him $10,000.
You gotta pay the cost to be the boss, man.
Yeah. So it was kind of
what he's saying there.
Yeah. So it was kind of a situation to where, and I owe one of my partners some money. You feel me? So besides all that, my landlord went up. He says that he wants $3,000 a month. Because I got the storefront in coronavirus, you feel me? So he was like, man, the third year I'm gonna have to go to $3,000. I'm like, I'm all right. It was a guy in the back. He had the little store, you feel me? So he's the barbecue guy. He was like, man, I'll take over it. And he ended up taking it over for a little bit until he got sick of the landlord and ended up staying on 26.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Tell me, nigga, on 26 in Broadway.
He on 26 in Hill. He got the little store. He still the food.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he was right next to me. You feel me? He got a call line too. Shout out to dude.
What's it called? What's it called? Boss Lump? What's the name? Is Golden Line? I forgot the name of it.
Man, it's it's a Soda Club on. He got Soda Club on. I can't think of the name of it right now though. Yeah, but yeah, shout out to Brody. But yeah, $3,000 a month. I was like, hey, man, we're gonna have to slide on up out of here. You feel me? Kinda, I ain't even gonna lie, like,
this popping grain? This popping?
Yeah, this popping. Yeah, facts. This popping. Okay, yep. Yeah, facts. This my boy. Yeah. Yep. So, and it was a level of numbers of a few things that we had skipped. Like, so in 2020, after I got the money, after I made the $100,000 from selling the clothes online, I end up coming up with a plan to try to move to Atlanta because that's one of the biggest places where I got a lot of buzz. I had a little motion down there, so I ended up getting a warehouse. At the end of 2020, I had got a warehouse, had signed a lease for a warehouse in Atlanta, and I ended up getting a spot in Atlanta. So my transition was I was going to open a store in Louisville. You feel me? And I was gonna move to the A and work from the A and keep the Louisville store open, you feel me, and have the warehouse in Atlanta with all the merch. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But I never end up moving down there. So I end up like I ended up just paying rent. You feel me down there, motherfucker. Never got like me and my girlfriend at the time. We never got a chance to get down there because like I said in the beginning of 2021, my mother got sick.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I ended up never getting to go down there. So I'm paying. This is where the 100,000 went to. You feel me? Because a lot of people, how the fuck you fuck up 100,000? You feel me? So I got the warehouse. I'm paying 3,000 for the warehouse. I got the house down there. I'm paying 2,000 a month for the house. And then I got the storefront that I'm paying 2,000 for. So that's 7,000 a month. You feel me? Right there. On top of
1 year. That's damn worth 7,000.
Exactly. You feel me? So actually, a year and 10 months is 70,000.
Yeah,
10 months. You feel me? So on top of it, I got employees working the store. You feel me? So I gotta pay them too. You feel me? So that's kind of where all my money had went to. You feel me? So
that's what people don't realize, man. They these business owners and entrepreneurs, they might look at that gross. All that's not revenue. It's a big difference between gross and revenue.
Revenue, exactly.
You know, and if I'm making $100,000, I might be spending $80,000. It might 15 just might be profit. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
You know, so it I ain't say it's, you know, but you gotta remember
it's trial and error. You feel me? Like I know this time around, I feel like maybe I don't know what I could have did different. You feel me? Because like I said, I'm chasing my dream. You feel me? So I can't say it was a bad mistake, but you know, I know what to do now. You feel me? I know what to do on the next time around.
What would you say is your ultimate, like your ultimate goal? Like where do you see yourself? Where do you see Doe Life? Right? Where do you see yourself in maybe 5 years? What do you see? What's the ultimate goal? Like
my ultimate goal is to I want 3 stores. I want a store in Miami. I want a store in Houston, and I want a store in Miami, Houston,
Vegas.
Cali. That's what it was. Uh-huh. Cali. Yeah. So I want 3 locations. You feel me? That's really my ultimate goal.
But let me plug you.
And in the actually the city too. I say the city too.
For us, go get you some Doe Life. He's comfortable. Get you some slides, man. Holler at him. Holler at his DM. Holler at his... Wherever you can get these slides at, man, holler at him, man. He's an endorsed, man. Yeah. I've been refereeing all day. He's just like walking on clouds, man. Like...
Man,
he came in with these. I threw my shoes right the fuck out the window, man.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that for real, because... I try to be different, bro, from the other brands, bro.
You gotta be, man.
Because it's a lot
of... You have a collab with Stay Ahead? I swear, didn't somebody collab with Stay Ahead?
Nah, I ain't have a collab with them. We talked about it and shit, but I ain't do one with them yet. You feel me? Like I said, I try to be different from the... Like, I go online and I see a lot of these clothing brands, they really only do tracksuits and shorts and t-shirts. You feel me? So I really try to do something else. That's what made me... start doing stuff like this, like the these is actually Birkenstock. These is actually hard. Them is house shoes. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm doing two different colors on these, and I'm gonna probably do pink for the women.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably do pink for the women.
Would you say women's your biggest customers? Because women be spending some money, boy.
Man, I haven't even tapped. That's another lane that I ain't even tapped into yet. Like I get it every day, though. Mm-hmm. You know, they at my neck every day. They mad at me every day. You feel me? But I just don't know. It's just a hard thing because, like when I was coming up with the brand and shit. You feel me? Like, my biggest obstacle was learning sizes. You feel me? Like I might, you feel me? That's where I would lose my money at. You feel me? I might do 50 extra larges and end up with all of them at the end of the year. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, I know when I get into the female shit, I got to do a lot of test runs to feel out to get a feel of the sizes, because shit, females is all shapes and sizes now. You feel me? Like you might have somebody with a big top, big bottom, small top. You feel me? So it's a situation we got to get into. You feel me? So I know you feel me. I'm gonna get into it, but I just like I'm so deep into my whole situation to where I can't take no losses yet. You feel me? But once I get steady, steady, steady flowing, you feel me? Then I'll be able to do it. You feel me?
Yeah. And women, like, okay, so you ever thought about You said you're a hustler. You ever thought about getting into, like, you know, buying wigs and weaves? Like, could you see?
Nah, I ain't.
And flipping like her type shit.
Nah, I ain't never. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't that nigga. You feel me? But I ain't gonna lie. I ain't him. You feel me? Because I gotta do some shit. Like,
you couldn't do it though?
Huh?
You couldn't do it?
I couldn't. I ain't gonna lie. I got. When it comes to hustling, there gotta be some shit that I like to do. You feel me? Like, uh-huh. That's what I like. The other day I went and teach the kids at the Cabbage Patch. Shout out to the Munchie Man. You might need to do Brody.
We are supposed to be in here, man. We gotta get the Munchie Man on here, man. We gotta.
Yeah, facts.
We had him scheduled, but you know, nigga get lost in that shuffle. No offense to him, but you know,
once
a week, you know, some shit don't happen 1 week. You know, we got three or four niggas scheduled. You know what I mean? So you can get lost in that. You talking about the Cabbage Patch on Hill Street?
Yeah, I end up teaching down there. He's like a teacher, you feel me? So he had me down there, and I end up going down there and teaching the kids. But back to what I'm saying, I'm basically saying that something that I'm always pitching is you got to do something you love to do, you feel me? And then figure a way to make some money with while doing it, you feel me? So, like, the clothing shit, you feel me? It's something that I like, you feel me? Like, I like fresh clothes, you feel me? So I can see myself, and I'm a hustler, so I see myself doing this shit forever, you feel me? Like,
it never stops, man.
Yeah, facts, you feel me? Like, even when I, you feel me, on my worst days, you feel me, I can do this, you feel me?
Real talk.
And you gotta find something you love to do and figure a way to make some money with it, you feel me? If not, you ain't
like, you're right.
Because people be bouncing around to doing different shit, you feel me? That's kind of like how I was, you feel me? Like, you know, like I said, when I made beats, you feel me, and I did music, you feel me, but I didn't stick to it because after a while I couldn't fuck with it. You feel me? It's just like. When you,
how was the music game? Like, why you said you couldn't stick with it? Like, what was it?
It was a situation where I spent a lot of money and I didn't see them. It's a different era now because now I know how to make some money with it. You feel me? But back then I never made money with it. You feel me? Like, I basically just dished out money. You feel me?
Yeah.
It was kind of, and I had a group. You feel me? I had a lot of people. Like, I'm.
What was your group?
It was called Bad Money. You feel me? I don't know if you remember Anisha B.
Yep. B Dot. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, I was her producer. I'm the one who made the most of her beats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you feel me?
She was signed, you know, Wet D, Wet the Barber.
I don't know.
You produced that?
Nah, DJ Nine produced Burden the Purse. Uh-huh.
She was signed to Wet's label, Pound for Pound, for a while.
Ah, see, I didn't know. Yeah. You feel me? But she was, it had been after me or something.
That was before. This is like maybe like. This had to be like 05. This is old, like.
I guess it had to be before me then, because I met Nisha. My sophomore year when I came back from he said 04? Gotta be because we got together. It was my girlfriend for a long time. It was like 06 to 07 type shit.
She's back rapping now. I seen her drop a couple reels on IG. I see she's back.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
She was on some type of show, because somebody sent it to me. Yep. And hey, don't take it. I'm gonna say a message, man, real quick before we get out of here. Not to cut you off. We got one of the best platforms in the city, and it's common courtesy. We want to fuck with everybody. Every single. We ain't got no picks and chooses. But don't come in my DM. Get me on the show, bro. Like,
yeah.
Can I get on the show? What type of qualifications do I need? Like. You ain't gotta take a blood oath off, you know, sacrifice a goat or something to get on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but facts. Believe it. Like, listen, I deal with it all the time.
Common courtesy,
bro. I deal with it all the time with the club. Like, man, let me be a sponsor and all that. I get that every day. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Like,
man, just give me some free clothes. Like, I know you since before the dough, like all that. You feel me?
It's a guy, like, I don't mean to diss him, bro, but like, you in my inbox 5 times a day. It ain't nothing personal, bro. I don't see no motion. I don't see nothing. And if you serious about getting on, I told you a very low number to get on the show, and I'm a clown. I'm this and that. Am I? Are you the motherfucking clown? You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I try not to pay it, no, man, bro. We just got to keep going, bro. For real.
Man, it was a pleasure talking to you, man. This is one of the dopest episodes But I'm going to say, before we get out of here, send a message. Do you got a message you want to give to the youth? Not even so much the youth, a hustler, an entrepreneur that's maybe hitting the road, blocking the road. Like, give us like a motivational, like, how you overcome your obstacles or whatnot.
Man, just keep, I just say, keep going or start. Like, start on what it, on your dream. You feel me? That's really the hardest part. The hardest part is starting. Because
I'm going to say, day one.
Yeah, facts. Because I came up with the name in January of 2014. I didn't start the clothing line until October. Yeah. It took me 10 months to start the brand.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when I first seen your brand, it was, you know, Rakeem Smith, Cream Team, Cream, Rakeem?
Yeah. He's a beecher type shit.
He's up here going crazy with the man, and like, nigga, you was just at the trunk of the car, and these niggas just, you know, it was a big, you know, big traffic, man, and that was dope right there.
Yeah.
So what was you saying? Like,
but yeah, basically, man, just, like I said, find something you like to do, you feel me, and try to figure out a way you can make some money with doing it, by doing it, you feel me, and continue to grow, you feel me, just keep going, you feel me, like I said, with all the obstacles in the world, you feel me, you might have, but just try to keep going, stay consistent.
You know, people's gonna turn their back on you. You gonna, money's gonna get funny. Keep going. I'm telling you this. Keep going, man.
Yeah, facts.
Stay consistent. Consistency is the key, man. He drilled it into our head, man. The cheat code y'all looking for is consistency.
It's facts.
You most consistent, man. And just like that, we out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.